Hallelujah, 大家平安。
Hallelujah, may the peace of God be with everyone.
非常高兴今天能够在这边一起跟大家来探讨圣经。
Very joyfully, I'm glad I can be here to study the truth with every one of you.
我们刚刚也听到非常感动人的诗歌。
And we have just heard hymn that touches our heart.
拜神是几千年来大家所共有的。
And to worship God, it is the human instinct that took place throughout thousands of years in human history.
今天晚上我要跟大家来分享一下，差不多2000年前有一个传道人他所讲的道。
And this evening, I'd like to share with you a message preached by a preacher that took place 2,000 years ago.
我们请看《使徒行传》第十七章。
And please turn to the book of Acts, chapter 17.
使徒行传十七章，我们今晚上要从22节看到31节。
And Acts chapter 17, and this evening that we will study the passage from verse 22 to verse 31.
在这里有一个传道者叫做保罗。
And here that you will find a preacher named Paul.
他在他的生命里面找到了他应该拜的神。
And in his life that he had found the true God that he must worship.
他从当时的亚洲一直来宣告这位真神，一直到欧洲。
And he proclaimed the message of true God from Minor Asia all the way to Europe.
有一天他到了当时文化的首都，就是雅典。
And one day he reached the center of human civilization of its culture at that time, which was Athens.
他在那里看到很多人在拜神。
And there that he witnessed the many people, they were worshiping God.
他心里也很激动，也很感动。
And in his heart, he was agitated, but yet at the same time, he was deeply touched.
所以他就到处去看看到底他们在拜什么神。
So that he went out to see what types of God exactly were the men of Athens, were worshiping.
那当时的人在雅典呢，有很多的学者。
And at that time, that there were many philosophers in Athens.
他们就把保罗请到当时的最高学府，就是亚列巴古，在那边讲道。
And at that time, the philosopher that invited Paul to the highest education institution at that time, which was called the Areopagus.
我们先来看二十二节。
And let us now read verse 22, Acts chapter 17.
这时候保罗他就站在亚列巴古。
And at that time, Paul, he stood up in the meeting of Areopagus.
他就向他们宣告，他就这样说。
And he proclaimed to them, and he said,
他说，众位雅典人啊，
Men of Athens,
我看你们凡事很敬畏鬼神。
And I see that in every way that you are very religious.
当时的雅典是，应该是世界文化的首都。
At that time, Athens ought to be considered as the capital of worlds and civilization.
我们知道野蛮人就是不会讲希腊话的人，他们就称为野蛮人了。
And back then, that in Athens, they considered anyone who does not speak Greek as barbarian.
所以除了雅典人，除了希腊人之外，其他的民族、其他人对他们来讲都是野蛮人。
And for the men of Athens, other than those who speak Greek,anyone else in the world were considered as barbarian to them.
保罗对他们说，
And Paul, he said to them,
说你们很敬畏鬼神。
That you are very religious in every way.
所谓敬畏鬼神，意思就是说你们有拜神的心。
And very religious, meaning that they have heart, the intention to worship God.
这句话讲出了千古以来每个人心里面所存的。
And this phrase, it tells us what is in the heart of human beings throughout thousands of years, throughout history.
2000年前最文明的雅典人他们在拜神。
And 2,000 years ago, the men of Athens, that they too were worshiping God.
今天，现在，21世纪， 我们也在拜神。
Today, now, for us in the 20th first century, we also are religious and worshiping God.
很文明的美国也有人在拜神。
And even here in America, considered the most civilized place in the world, people are worshiping God everywhere.
我上个月从肯亚回到德国。
And last month, I returned to Germany from Kenya.
这次我很特别去到一个地方，叫做马赛地区啊。
And this time I went to a place called the
马赛。
马赛。
那地方的人，他们年轻人如果要结婚的话，听他们说要杀死一头狮子。
And in the region of Maasai, for the young to be married, they must first kill a lion.
我说哪里有那么多狮子让你们杀？
And so I asked, how could be there so many lions for them to kill?
他说这是他们传统。
And they answered that that was their tradition.
他们那个牛啊，牛群很多，上千只啊，你去看。
And if you go to that region, you have found that many oxen, thousands and thousands of them.
比较落后的地方，他们杀牛啊，那就直接把那牛杀了，就喝那个血。
And
直接从那牛喝啊。
And
很荒蛮的地方。
And in that region, which is more uncivilized, they would kill the oxen.And then we'll drink the blood from the oxen that they had killed.
你路上走，有时候遇到人，他们手里都拿着一个拐杖啊，那个是头很大一个拐杖，他们就是马赛杖。
And you walk in the region of Maasai, you will find someone carry a very large staff, and that is called the staff of Maasai.
他们送我两只啊，我带回家了。
And they give me two staffs as gifts, and I took them home with me.
他们是在打狮子的，或是打架。
And that staff is for the use to hunt a lion or to fight against one another.
这是我们去了一辅导。
And this time that we were there,
他们也是有拜神的心啊。
They also had the heart to worship God.
我们第一天去就三个人得圣灵，祷告跟我们一样。
And first day arrived there.The three persons received Holy Spirit and they prayed exactly the same way as we have here.
到他们那边很穷的人啊，实在是穷的你不敢想象有多穷，就是。
And the area is so poor, it's something that you couldn't even imagine how poor they were.
我遇到一个人，他已经四十几岁了，还没结婚呢。
I met a person and he was in his 40s, still single.
因为他太穷了。
And the reason you were single because you were too poor to marry.
那问他说，娶个太太多少钱？他说，差不多$100就够了。
And I asked him, how much would it cost for you to find a wife and get married? And he answered, it would cost me approximately $100.
他一直在存啊，一生存了四十几年，存不到一百块。
His life for 40 some years, he'd been trying to save enough money as much as.Equivalent to $100.
五年前我在美国一个地方。
And 5 years ago, I was in America, in a certain place.
那在家庭聚会。
In a family service.
那家庭聚会完之后呢，有个弟兄说：“哎，传道啊，跟我那个 Harry 讲话。
”And
after the 德文啊。
And after the family service, one of the members spoke to me in German and said, "Pastor."
我以为说是一个慕道者叫 Harry 啊。
And I,
我以为他只会讲德文啊。
And I thought that he only speaks German.
他带我去了啊，一条狗啊。
And he took me to see a dog.
我说奇怪，常常有跟人谈到，怎么第一次跟狗谈到呢？我是这样想。
And he took me to his dog, and I said, you know, often I would preach to a person, but why did he bring me to a dog to preach to the dog?
哎呀，原来他那条狗是刚买的，是德国的那个牧羊犬，德国训练的，很贵啊。
What I found out was that he went to show me his pet, the German Shepherd that he bought from German, a very expensive one.
那我真的跟他讲德文，叫他来真的来，叫他跳啊跳。
And I
听懂德文了。
And I speak to the dog that in some German, I told him to jump and he would jump. I told him to come in German, and the dog would obey my command.
那后来才晓得那条狗很贵啊。
And later I learned that dog was very expensive.
不只是贵，还要去看病，还要住医院，还要那个去度假。
And not only it was expensive, to purchase it, but you must also take care of dogs to see veterinarian, or even send dogs to vacation.
美国可能是世界最文明的国家了。美国啊，是世界文明的国家。
And United States is the most civilized nation in the world.
国也很文明啊。
And the nation is very civilized.
一条美国的狗可能比得上非洲很落后国家好几千人。
And one expensive dog in the U.S. may cost more than the thousands of lives in Africa.
但是你在美国，你走走看，你找不到狗会堂。
And that you that go to walk around in the United States, you will not find a dog that will attack you with a knife.
你没有看到说有几条狗他们聚在一起说我们来拜神。
But you will never find dogs gathered together and said, hey, let's gather together and worship God.
非洲虽然是那么落后。
But in Africa, play so parvish.
你看起来那么野蛮。
And you think they are so barbaric.
但是他们有拜神的心。
But they still have the heart, they want to worship God.
所以人才有拜神的心。
And we, the only human being, have the heart.
就像保罗这边所讲的，说你们凡事很有敬畏神的心啊。
And just as Paul said here, that you, in every way, are very religious.
因为拜神是人的本性。
Because to worship God, it has been a human nature.
我们再看二十三节。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 17, verse
23.
And Paul, he walked around the city.
他说我游行的时候呢，我看见你们所敬拜的神。
And he said, and look carefully at your object of worship, he said.
说你们所敬拜的。
And the object of worship.
我们知道希腊人拜很多神啊。
We know Greek, they worship many different types of gods.
他们山川日月都是有神。
And they worship the god of the moon, the mountain, the rocks, everywhere.
美有美神。
And they are god of beauty.
他们爱情有爱情神。
And they are the god of love.
他们不但有神，并且把它雕刻成石像。
And not only that they worship God, but they have sculpture of God they create.
2000年前的这些希腊人的神，现在在哪里呢？
Now, you ask yourself, where are the gods of the Athens 2,000 years ago today?
我们晓得在当时希腊有一个很著名的一个他们去问神的拜神的地方叫做庞培。
And we know that in Greece, there was a very well-known place where they would go to seek advice from their gods.
后来就被火山啊给埋了。
And that place, the later, was covered by volcano eruption.
那几千年之后呢，现在又把它化解出来。
And now several thousand years later, the city was excavated.
他们那些神呢？两千年的神
，And where
有没有人在拜呢
？And where the god they worshipped 2,000 years ago? Are anyone worshiping them today?
没有人在拜了。
No one worships those gods anymore.
你如果去博物馆，可以看到他们的神像就在那里。
And you can only find them in museum and found the remaining sculptures.
并且现在有很多专门职业的修理神的这个专家。
And now the viewers have found many experts specialized in repairing the sculpture of God.
就是希腊古神他们那些神像啊，有些坏了，断手断脚了，有时候头跟脚连不在一起了。现在有很多专家专门在修理神的，就把他们凑在一起。
To repair the sculptures of God, which in the Athen worship, some have broken heads.A broken leg or broken arm, and they need to repair them and patch them back into one piece.
他们所拜的并不是神啊。
But in reality, what they worship, they were not God.
这些希腊人他们所拜的就是偶像。
But rather, what the Athens, the men of Greek, were worshiping, it was simply idol they create with their hands.
是人做的。
It's what humans have created.
几千年之后，没有人再拜了。
And several thousand years later, no one worshipped them anymore.
但是保罗在那时候又看到他们拜的有一座神，有一座坛上有一个神啊。
But Paul, he also found an altar of God which they worship.
我们看二十三节。
Let's read verse 23.
下半句说，上面写着卫士之神。
And they found an altar with this inscription saying to an unknown God.
有一个他们不认识的神
and they even claimed that there was a God which was unknown to them
希腊人难怪他们有很早的文明，有很好的思想家。
And certainly the, for the、Greek and the Athens, that they have many、philosophers.
现在西方哲学差不多从他们渊源从他们而来的。
And you will find that many of the Western philosophy derived from the Greek philosophy.
所以当时他们拜尽了他们所能够想象到的神。
And back then, the men of Athens, they had worshipped every possible god that they can imagine that they think it exists.
但是对当时很热忱的、有宗教热忱的雅典人来讲，他们为自己留下一个空间。
But that too, the men of Athens who were quite religious, they set apart for them a boundary and a room for their worship.
他们留下一个可能性，他们说有一个神，可能这个神我们不认识啊。
And they set an additional the possibility, saying there could possibly be a God which we miss and we do not know.
所以他们做了一座坛，上面写着卫士之神。当然，这个神他就没有把它立像了。
And then they made an altar for this God and said to an unknown God. And since God, this God was unknown to them, so they did not.Made a sculpture of God.
保罗就来介绍说，你们所不认识的这位神是什么样的神。
So Paul he introduced to them that this God whom you worship as unknown, I am now going to make known to you.
人人都有拜神的这个本性。
We all have the nature and intention to worship God.
但是怕的是你拜错了神。
But what is the most fearful is that we may worship the wrong God.
男人生怕入错行啊。
And for a man, they are afraid that they may enter into the wrong profession.
但是你入错行之后，你还有改行的机会啊。
But if you that enter into the wrong profession, you still have an opportunity to change your profession in the future.
女儿生怕嫁错郎。
But for a woman, the what fears the most in Chinese proverb is that they may marry the wrong man.
嫁错了还可以沟通啊，还可以重新再好。
And even if you marry a wrong person, you can still try to communicate and、reconcile.
希腊人他们有拜神的本性。
And the men of Athens, Greek, they have the human nature to worship God.
每个人都在拜神。
Every person were worshiping God.
如果有人说你到我公司来做工
，If someone said to you, come to work in my company.
一个月给你10万美金应该够了吧
？And I will give you the $100,000 a month.
我看大家都说好。
I believe everyone would probably say yes, I will.
但是唯一的一个条件啊。
But only one condition.
死了之后全部付给你。
And I will pay you after you die.
我看没有人想去啦。
I don't think anyone want to work in that company.
谁想去
？Who want to work when they only get paid after they die?
拜神也是这样子哦。
But this is what worship God is like.
人家跟你说来信神哦。
And people said to you, come to believe in God.
你做好事啊。
And you do good deeds.
死了之后，或是上西天，或是上天堂，或是上哪里，总是一个乐园，总是一个最好的地方嘛，对不对
？And they will tell you that after you die, you will for sure wind up in a paradise of some sort or in an utopia.
死了之后才去嘛。
And you will go after you die, only after you die.
如果有一个人说来哦，你来信佛，马上上西天，我看你一定说，哎呦，不用啊，
and、
以后再来吧。
If someone said to you, come to believe in Buddhists, and you will die right away and go to the heaven, you will probably decline to go.
你看中东有很多人绑着炸弹去炸敌人啊。
Now, in the Middle East, you will find many people tie themselves with bombs, and they will go to You didn't still have the human dignity to bomb someone else.
因为人家答应他说，如果你去炸死敌人，你马上去见。
And why did they do it? Because they were told if they bomb someone else and they die, they will go to heaven right away.
问题在这里啊。
Here is the question. Problem lies.
你死了如果没有的话呢
？But what would happen if you die and you find out you didn't end up in heaven?
你不是被骗了吗
？Isn't it too late?
并且你被骗，你也没有机会回来说，哎呀，你这秃头了嘛，来骗我。
And even you been deceived, you have no chance to come back and say that you deceived me, you bald-headed guy.
没有人开支票给你说，开 到你死之后才复现的，没有人这样子。
No、
太不像
no one,
你一生就晓得你是骗我了。
And no one that write you a check and say, you know, this check can only be cashed after you die. If they said this, right away, you're going to know that he tried to deceive you.
你绝对不会收到一个支票说我死的时候才兑现的。
And you would never...
有人做生意收到这种支票吗？
And no one is going to accept a check and say this check can only be cashed after you die. You think anyone run a business going to accept this kind of check?
事实上人家骗你总是不会骗你一生啊。
And of course, in the world, when people deceive you, they will not deceive you all your life.
拜神骗你到死，并且你死了，你还没有机会回来说你骗我。
But if you worship the wrong God, then you will be deceived to the death. And after you die, you will have no chance to come back to the guy and say, "Hey, you lied to me."
所以保罗来介绍一位。
If you fail to worship the true God, not only that you will be deceived of your affection.But you will be deceived to your death.
希腊人他们是很有智慧。
And the men of Greek, they were quite wise.
他们用人间所有的智慧去拜各样的神，以为说这些是超越人间的、超越自然的，他去拜。
And they utilized their intelligence and worship every type of god that they can imagine and believe that they have transcended over the world.
但是他们留下一个空间。
But they still set for them a boundary, a space.
他们是说可能有一个神我不知道。
They remain for themselves a space and say, maybe I miss a God that we don't know about.
这个未世之神就是保罗所介绍的这个真神。
And that's why they called it an unknown God. And this unknown God was precisely the true God that Paul proclaimed to them.
二十四节，我们来看保罗跟他们介绍的是怎样一位神。
And let's read Acts chapter 17, verse 24. This true God that Paul introduced to them.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主宰，就不住人手所造的殿。第二十五节。
And please read verse 25.
也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么。自己倒将生命气息花露赐给万人。第二十六节。
And please read verse 26.
他从一本造出万族的人住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。二十七节。
And read verse 27.
要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得，其实他离我们个人不远。第二十八节。
And please read verse 28.
我们生活、动作、存留都在乎他，就如你们作诗的，有人说我们也是他所生的。这是保罗所介绍的这位真神。
And here you will find the true God which Paul introduced to the men of Athens.
既然人人都有拜神的信。
Since every one of us, we have the desire to worship God.
So 现在我们要来拜真神。
Now we need to worship the true God.
保罗现在给我们介绍的真神是怎么样呢？
And this true God, Paul introduced and proclaimed, what was it like?
这位真神就是圣经里面所记载的这个真神。
And this God, which Paul proclaimed to them, is the very true God the Bible records.
这个真神也就是现在基督教所拜的神。
And this true God, it is also the same God which the Christian worship today.
也是我们现在真教会所拜的神。
And it is the true God which we, through Jesus Church, worship.
你想，两千年前希腊人所拜的神，现在你只能在书上看到了，他们是什么希腊神话里面的神呢？现在没有人在拜了。
Now you think about the God which the Greeks worshipped 2,000 years ago, that you can only find them in books.Or in Greek mythology, in story, no one worships them anymore.
那一个他们所不认识那个神，就是我们现在所拜这个神，一直拜到现在，我们还在拜。
But the unknown God which they put inscription on is the same God which worship all the way today, 2,000 years later.
因为这是真神。
Because that unknown God is the true God.
那这个真神呢？保罗所讲的第一个条件，他是创造宇宙和其中万物的神。
And this true God, Paul mentioned in the prerequisites, that he is the God who made the world and everything in it.
这就是造物主啊。
And he is the Lord of the creation.
这个宇宙万物是他所创造的。
And the world, the universe, the, was created by this one true God.
而不是人，不是人所创造的。
And this God is not created by human beings.
甚至人也是他所创造的。
But even we, human beings, the all creation of God.
这样的一个神才是我们敬拜的一个对象。
Only this God with this type of prerequisites ought to be the object of our worship.
宗教社会学告诉我们，宗教那个
and
宗教社会学
and the theology the, and the sociology tell us.
他说宗教怎么兴盛啊
And the sociology tell us how the religions that were formed.
不敬畏神，不敬畏神，他们说是宗教怎么来的？
And but the, those who do not believe in God nor fear God, they what do they say as to how the religion came about?
他们说因为先民呐、啊，就是以前的人呐、啊，看到打雷了
，and they said the ancestors in the past they saw thunder,
看到地震了
，they experienced earthquake,
看到大水了
，and they saw flood,
看到大自然的可怕了
，and they saw the dreadfulness of the nature.
哇，说他们在说。这个神，所以里面有水神啊。
That is why they claim there might be God in the water.
那个地里面有地神、啊。
There might be God on the ground to cause earthquake.
那现在比较文明的人呢、啊、
？But now, for those who are more civilized,
像那个杨格啊，就推给用啊哈，或是弗洛伊德啊。
Like the Tiger Young.
他们认为说这个神是你自己创造出来的。
And he claimed God is something that you create out of your own heart.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为你想要依靠一个东西。
Because you want to rely on something.
因为你感觉你很渺小。
Because you feel that you are powerless and ephemeral.
所以你就去创造一个神。
That is why you go to create a God for yourself, he says.
我们常常听人家讲嘛
，and we often heard people say，
信其有就有啊。
If you believe you exist，
信其无就无。
If you don't believe， you will not exist。
有的比较讲的比较文明一点
，and some say more civilized，
说心诚则灵啊。
And they will claim if you believe sincerely for your heart， it will happen。
这种神不是我们今天教会所拜的神。
And this type of God that they proclaim is not the true God which we worship here in the true Jesus Church.
如果你心诚，他才灵；那你心不诚，他就不灵。你不信他有神，他就不存在。那这样的神还可以拜吗
？And the based on that saying, they said if you are sincere, then the God will exist. But this means that if you're not sincere, then that God don't exist.Therefore, this God will only exist because of your sincerity. Then, you think that it's right for you to worship this kind of God that you have control?
我们所拜的神是创造宇宙天地万物的神。
But rather, God we worship is the God that created the universe.
宇宙是万物什么都要给原因呢
？And the universe is what He created, the origin.
虽然你看到一辆车子很破很旧。
You may saw a car that is quite broken down.
但是一定有牌子。
But you see there must be a plate, license plate.
你上街买东西。
When you go to the street,
you
buy something.
有钱人买名牌。
Of course, the wealthy to buy name brand cars.
比较节省的人不一定没有钱啊，他就买杂牌。
And those who are more thrift, they're not necessarily poor, they buy less expensive cars.
杂牌的也是牌啊。一定有工程做的。
And less expensive, but still have a model. Someone must make the car.
一定有原因的。
There must be a reason.
那这个宇宙的第一个因是什么呢
？And what is the first origin, the reason from the universe?
这就是神了。
Is God Himself.
这就是我们所拜那个神。
And this is the true God we worship.
他是创造宇宙万物的神。
And He is the God that created the universe.
创世纪第一章第一节这样告诉我们
：In Genesis chapter one, the Bible tells us
说，起初神创造天地。
That in the beginning, that God created the heaven and the earth.
哥罗西书第一章第十五节也是说，万物都是靠着他所造的。
And also in first in Colossians chapter one, verse 15, it tells us everything was made through him and from him.
我们所拜的神是万物的第一个因，是创造宇宙万物的。 这个神。
And therefore, the God whom that we worship, it is the first beginning of everything. He is the God that created everything that exists.
所以这是一个全能的神。
Therefore, He is the Almighty God.
他不但创造宇宙万物。
Not only that He created the universe.
他还创造人。
He also created us, the human beings. And that is why that in Acts 17, the verse 26 says, from one man he made every nation of men.
那他创造人呢，在第二十五节这边告诉我们他将生命气息万物都给人。
And after he created the human being, he told us that he gave life and breath and everything else,for men to use.
这是我们人称为人的三个要素。
And here that you will find the three important elements of human life.
人有生命。
We have life.
人有气
息。We have breath.
人有万物，就是物质的东西。
And we have everything else that is the material things in the world for us to use.
我们看28节。
And let's now read verse 28, Acts 17.
气息万物。跟第28节人的存在有关系的这三个生活动作存留，这是互相配合的。
And our life and our breath and everything else, this is directly related to our life, which is also described here in verse 28. In Him we live, we move, and we have our being.
人的最根本就是人的存在
and the
存留
and the most important, the origin of human life is.Our existence.
其实只有神是存在的。
But in reality, only God lives forever.
但是神把他的存在给了我们。
But only God lives, and He gives His life and breath unto us.
神造人的时候就给人的灵。
And at the moment when God created human being, He gave us the breath, the spirit.
这个就是成为人的生命。
And this is called the life of human beings.
那人本身又是神造的，用尘土造的。
And human being that we were created by God, which made from dust.
这是神用万物当中的尘土造的。
And God created us from one of the things that He created, the dust out of the universe.
神造其他的动物也是用土造的。
And when God created all other animals, He also created them from dust.
所以人也有动物性啊。
And that is why we have some animal characteristics, you may say.
人的身体。
That is our body.
这是人的身体，这个尘土有神的灵。
And that is our body, that made from the dust of the earth, have the spirit of God within it.
所以这样的结合，人才有魂的作用。
And only this kind of combination, then you will find the function of soul.
就是人的动作。
Which is our instant spontaneous action.
那也就是人的那个气息啊。
And it's our breath that we have.
我们表现出来的就是人的动作。
And what we have shown is the action of human beings.
那这些都是神所赐给我们的。
And all these are given to us by God.
这也是都是出于他的。
And all this is from God himself.
所以神不只是创造宇宙万物。
Therefore, God not only created the universe,
创造这个大宇宙
the created the mass universe for us.
所以创造我们这个人这个小宇宙
He also created us human beings which is like a small universe within us.
这就是人为什么一直要追求神的这个动力
And this is the origin to propel our intention to worship God.
因为神造人是按照他的形象要去做
Because God has created us according to HisLikeness.
所以在我们人的身上，在我们人的灵的里面有神的样子。
That is why in the depth of our spirit in our life that we have the image and the likeness of God.
但是很可惜，后来始祖犯罪。
But very unfortunately, our ancestors committed sin.
神在我们人身上的这个形象就渐渐模糊了。
And the image of God that is in us gradually deteriorates.
只存在着一个模糊的痕迹
and only a very unclear sign remains
神是荣耀的
God is always glorious
荣耀就是神啊
and glory is God
荣耀是属于神。
And glory and honor belongs to God.
所以耶稣要在完成他世上工作的时候。
That is why the Lord Jesus, before he accomplished his task on earth,
他唯一的祷告的请求，祈求就是说，父啊，我现在是得荣耀，愿我能够享同享在创世以前我们共有的荣耀。
And the first, the only request and prayer by the Lord Jesus, he prayed that Lord Heavenly Father, I am now to be glorified, and please now that get me the glory that we have shared before the creation of the world.
自从始祖犯罪之后
after our ancestors committed sin,
罪就进入世界
then enter into the world through him.
所以我们每个人都在罪里面
and for this reason, we are all now under sin.
你会想说我没有犯法，我没有做什么亏心事。
You may say to yourself, I did not break any laws or do anything against my conscience or did something to offend someone else.
在宗教上面所讲的罪，并不是说单单指的说你去偷啊、去抢啊，或是做一些坏事啊。
But the transgression sin, which means from religious aspect, it has nothing to do with the law of the society, which that you go out to kill, to murder, or to steal.
同样，这位保罗他来告诉我们。
And this Paul here in Acts chapter 17, he proclaimed to us.
罗马书三章十三节
In Romans chapter 3 verse 23
他告诉我们世人都犯了罪
And he proclaimed to us and said The men of the world have all sinned
犯了罪是什么什么叫犯了罪呢
And what is the meaning of sin
就是你亏缺了神的荣耀
That is you have fall short of the glory of God
本来人有神的荣耀
At the beginning, we have the glory of God.
人有神的形象。
We have the image of God.
因为罪的隔绝，人隔开了神跟人之间的这个荣耀。
And because of our sin that we committed, that we are now cut off from the glory of God.
所以人失掉了神的样子。
And that is why we also lost the image of God in us.
一个小孩子有时候出去玩了。
A little child sometimes go out to play.
弄得满身脏兮兮的
and become very dirty and filthy
妈妈说你玩得不像人样啊
and mother will said look how dirty you are
当人犯罪之后
after we have sinned
人就失掉了神的荣耀
we lost the glory of God
人就进入到一个罪恶世界里面
we now enter into the world controlled by sin
那在这样一个情况之下
And under this kind of the circumstances,
所以人在用什么努力要去追求神
And regardless how hard that we want to seek after God,
人有这种追求神的这种心
And even though we have the desire, intention to seek after God,
但是都找错了
But we always went the wrong way.
他们追求神的心是可敬的
And their heart to seek and worship God are indeed admirable.
但是他们结果是悲惨的
But their consequence was quite pitiful and unfortunate
但是神这边他爱我们
But God loves us very much
这边还继续说我们也是他所生的呢
And here the Bible tells us that we are all God's offspring
因为神是造我们的不但造我们的身体也造我们的灵魂呢
Because God not only created our body but he also created our spirit
因为我们的生命气息万物都是他给的
Because our life and our breath and everything that we have was given to us by God
我们再看回来使徒行传第十八章
And please turn back to Acts chapter 17
29节
Verse
29 这说我们既是神所生的
Therefore, since we are God's offspring,
也就是说我们是他的儿女，他是我们的天父。
And this means that since we are God's children and he is our heavenly father,
我们就不应当把神的神性向人用所欲心思所雕刻的金银石。
Then we should not think that God is like gold or silver or stone or image made by men's design and skill.
人有拜神的心
We have the heart to worship God
那是拜错了
But we may often worship the wrong God
人有宗教热忱
And we have religious fervency
但是没有真知识啊
But we fail to have the true knowledge of worship
这是最让人痛心的事情。
And this is the most unfortunate can happen to a person.
但是神是爱人。
But God loves us very much.
我们来看三十节。
Let's read verse 30.
世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不监察。如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改。
In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now He commanded all people everywhere to repent.
神好像一个慈爱的天父，一直在等我们。
And God is a very kind and merciful Heavenly Father, that always waiting for us.
当我们还蒙昧无知的时候
，And while we were still ignorant.
当我们还没有看到圣经的时候
，And while even before we ever read the Bible，
当我们还没有听别人见证真神的时候
，Or even before that we even heard other people testify to us about true God，
这时候神并不监察。
At that time, that God overlooked，
也就是说神不计较了
，Meaning that God that will not deal against our sin。
但是神现在给我们一个机会。
But now God gives us an opportunity，
就像哥林多后书第六章第二节所讲的。
And just like Second Corinthians the chapter 2 verse 6，
第六章第二节。
Chapter 6 verse 6，
这是告诉我们说，现在正是悦纳的时候啊。
And now it's God's time of God's favor。
嗯，现在神已经向我们招呼了。
Now is the time that God called to us。
现在是时候，但是对你来讲，这是一个机会啊。
And now is the time of grace, and to you is the time of your opportunity.
有些机会我们要把握。
We need to grasp the opportunity sometimes.
这个机会是你一失掉，再找不回来的。
And this may be the opportunity. Once you lose it, you may never have it again.
每年美国很有名的哦，就是 on sale， 哇，都是机会啊。
You may find that always the shopping center will have on sale. You have many opportunities.
如果你每次都把握那个 on sale 的机会的话
，and if you that grasp the opportunity to purchase during the time of the sale，
人家在清仓大拍卖
，when other people is having liquidation，
你如果把握机会的话，你家就变成他清仓的仓库了。
If you that utilize the opportunity, you will find your house will turn out to be the storage warehouse.
但是拜神这事情呢，对我们来讲是你不可以忽略的一个机会。
That to us, this is an opportunity that you must not neglect.
因为圣经告诉我们说，今天吩咐各处人都应该悔改。
Today, the here, the Bible said to us, the people everywhere must repent.
现在就应该悔改。
Now that we need to repent.
而不是说等到明天。
God did not say wait till tomorrow to repent.
等到后天
，or wait till day after tomorrow.
或等到我比较有空的时候
，or wait until when we are less busy so we can repent.
我去年在另外一个地方
，and last year I was at a place in Kenya, Africa.
那地方我印象很深啊，叫尼亚朵。
And I have a very deep impression of that place.
我第一次去那边布道的时候
，first time I went there to have evangelical service.
那时候，我们那时候那个地方还没有教会。
At that place, back then, we don't have church yet.
那因为我们有几个传道，每七次都有去。
And we have,
但是我们没有洗礼。
And that we have pastors that go there that many times throughout the year, but we cannot have baptism yet.
那去年我再去。
And last year,
去的时候
I went.
那里有一个，应该是学校的督学啊，他是在那个。我看十里路里面，他最有名、最有钱。
And、there was a person that he is like a dean of the school, and within 10 mile radius, he is the most famous person, and also most possibly the most wealthiest person in Kenya in that region.
他带我去他家。
He took me to his house.
他指给我看说：“你看，那个从那个地方到那个地方，我有点近视，看模模糊糊的，只晓得说很大，就是说都是我的地啊。”
He said, "He pointed to me. Look, from that place to there, and I couldn't see too clear, but it's all mine." He said,
很有钱哦
very wealthy.
然后他也很会很有头脑，很会经营
And he also the very intelligent, know how to run his business.
人家都住好的房子啊，他是住那个砖的
And other people would live in houses made from straw huts. He lived in a house that made of brick.
人家养的牛是土牛哈，一天可以挤两公升的那个牛奶。
And other people raise the oxen and the cow that can give out 2 liters of milk a day.
他养的牛是从荷兰进口的。
And the oxen he has, he imports, he bought import cows from Netherlands.
他跟我讲，一天可以至少20公升。
And he said that his cow can give out 20 liters of milk a day.
很有计划。
He planned his business very well.
这么有头脑的。
Very rarely I met a Kenyan that was so intelligent and well planned.
很多人是这一顿吃完就坐在那里，因为饱嘛。
And many of the
等到饿了再去找。
You will find them after they eat, and they will just sit there. And the reason they sit there is because they are filled, so they only go out to find food only when they become hungry.
1996年有一个家庭要请我吃饭，我很感动。
And in 1996, I was there. One family invited me to a meal. I was deeply touched.
因为我时间算得很准啊，我12点一定要吃啊，所以我11点去看他有没有煮啊。
And because that I need to eat by 12 o'clock, so 11 o'clock I went to his place to find out whether they start cooking yet.
我十一点去的时候，他正在挖地瓜了，因为他是请我吃地瓜，我说最新鲜呐。
And I went there 11 o'clock.
他12点要请我，11点才去挖，你看这个。他们你去非洲有一个观念，他们说这里是非洲，是非洲时间。
And I went there and found the host was digging the yam and was very fresh. He wanted to invite me for lunch at 12 and at 11. And you will find they do things in the African time.
在这个学校的东西很有头脑。
This dean of the school, very intelligent.
他能够想到很远的地方。
He will plan very far and very long and think of the future.
他说我要信耶稣。
He said, I want to believe in Jesus.
真耶稣教会也是得救教会。
And he said, True Jesus Church, I believe in the church that truly can save me.
他已经是别的教会的信徒了。
He was formerly a member of other church.
但他地位很高。
He had very high status in that church.
他在学校地位很高。
In school, he had very high status.
我们在那里真耶稣教会还没开始的。
And before True Jesus Church that began there,
他听完我们道理。
And after he finished the truth,
他说这是唯一得救的教会。
And right away he said, this is the only church that can bring salvation.
大家都要接受了。
And everyone that want to accept.
他说我要接受。
And he said, I want to accept the truth.
他说但是不是今天哦。
But not today, he said.
因为我如果今天接受的话，人家会笑我啊。
He said, you know what, if I accept True Jesus Church gospel today,Other people are going to laugh at me.
因为他在别的教会，那个差不多1000多人的那个教会，很大会堂，比这个还大。他在那边当头啊，到这次教会来，我们小猫两三只啊。所以他说，这个教会我一定要信，但是不是现在，我以后退休老一点啊。人家得救是要，但是老一点，人家哈才不会笑得那么厉害。
And he says that I will believe in True Jesus Church, but not now. And the reason is because he said, you know what, I go to a church that has more than 1,000 members, and the church is very big, bigger than Bowen Park Church. And I will believe wait till I'm old, because True Jesus Church don't have that many people. So when I believe, when I was old, then no one will laugh at me.
他想说比较老一点，可能快要死之前呢，洗礼得救了。人家就不会笑那么厉害。
And he thought that when he becomes old, and he as long as he gets baptized and be saved before he dies, then no one will laugh at him so much.
3个月之后，我再去了。
And 3 months later, I went back to that place in Kenya.
我下飞机，有人来接我。
And after I arrived on a plane, some people went to pick me up at the airport.
接我的人第一句话就说：“都学死啊。”
And the first word that person said to me when he saw me, he said, the dean of school,
他说他之前一直喊说给我洗礼啊，那因为他们那边就喊那个 missionary 说那个传道人怎么不来要洗礼，他在医院就死掉了，他又喊到死啊。所以那一次我是没有时间了，到别的地方去了，没有到他村庄去。
And at that time after arriving at the plane,I was told that dean of school, he was ill in a hospital,
And he was shouting and shouting and said, baptize me, baptize me. And he shouted until he died. And that time, I didn't have to change to go to his village.
我到了一个地方
and
去开灵会啊。
I went to a different place that after he died and to have evangelical service.
一般会说你跟他说如果八点聚会他如果十点来能够来就算蛮不错。
And in Africa, if you told them the service begin at 8 o'clock, you will need to be glad if they arrive by 10.
所以如果你想搭计程车你订计程车一定要提早两个小时。如果你要你早上六点要搭的话你要说四点就要来、嗯、他就来刚好六点你搭上来。
And in Africa it is that the running in African time, and if you need to leave at 6 o'clock, you will need to tell them, you know what, you need to be here by 4, and you will find them, they will arrive at 6 to pick you up, the taxi.
我到一个地方要去开灵会。
And I need to go to a place to have evangelical service.
当然他们都很高兴说七点就开始。
And that's why they were all very excited and said, let's start by 7.
当然我是九点到啊。
But we arrived at 9 o'clock.
也去非洲都变非洲人了。
And we went to Africa and we act like the African.
但是我还没到那个地方的时候我听很多人在唱诗啊。
But look, before I arrived there, at that point, I heard a lot of people singing already.
我说很奇怪，奇怪，来非洲第一次，怎么不守非洲时间呢
？And I said to myself, this is strange. I'm in Africa, and this is the first time that they don't keep do things the African way, and they were on time.
我就派一个传道去他们当地的非洲人去看他到底是在做什么。
And so I asked a colleague and to send someone to find out what were they doing.
那个在唱诗的全部是尼亚杜翁，就是那个都学的那个村庄的人，全村来了，他们走了四个小时啊，走路走来，
在那
个山上
later,
是在非洲语很难的、啊、一个一个问啊，那是哇，我心里不好意思再问了、啊、我一直习语完之后一直讲到从早上就开始讲啊，讲到晚上六点，我头也不敢回就赶快跑，因为他们还要走四个小时回家，我不敢看他们，我怕看他们要走，我怕我自己会哭出来，因为怕我太感动。
And after the baptism, I preached the gospel from the morning until 6 o'clock at night. And after I finished preaching, I turned my head and started walking and leave because I was afraid that I would cry because learning that they were still need to walk 4 hours one way back to their village, and I was so deeply moved.
因为他们当中有一个七十几岁是跛脚这样来拐上来的。
And because among them there was one person who was in his 70 and was crippled, and yet walking with a staff, he also walked 4 hours.
所以圣经告诉我们，现在正是悦纳时候。
And Bible tells us now is the time of the favor.
这个机会你如果失掉的话，就没有了。
If you lose this chance of salvation, you may not have it again.
因为今天神还给我们生命气息存活的时候。
Because today God still gives us life and gives us the movement.
我们再来看使徒行传第十八章。
And let's turn to Acts chapter 18.
因为他已经定了日子啊，要借着他所设立的人，这个就是耶稣了，按公义审判殿下。
Acts 17 verse 31.
叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。
For he has set a day he will judge the world with justice.By the man that he has appointed, that this man here referred to Lord Jesus Christ, he has given the proof of this to all men by raising him from the dead.
这就是我们的救主耶稣。
And this is our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ.
他来到世上为我们受苦。
He comes to the world, he suffered for us.
最后他钉在十架上。
Later, he will need to die for us to be crucified on the cross and shed His blood.
他复活。
He raised from the dead.
他升天。
He ascended to heaven.
这些事情我们明天要继续来谈。
And concerning Lord Jesus, that we will discuss and study this with you tomorrow night.
那这里告诉我们，并且他叫耶稣复活之后，要给万人做可信的凭据。
And here the Bible tells us that He will give us proof to all men by raising Him from the dead.
耶稣复活了。
Jesus resurrected from his dead.
他要现在给我们一个凭据。Now
he will give us a proof, a sign to prove he has raised from dead.
这个真神是造我们的神。And
true God is the God that created us.
他是我们的父。
He is our Father.
我们是他的儿女。
And we are his children.
既我们是他的儿女。
And since we are God's children,
他要给我们一个凭据。
He will need to give us an evidence to prove it.
这就是父的应许。
And this is the promise of the Father.
我们来看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
第十四节到十七节。
Please turn to Romans chapter 8 from verse 14 to verse 17.
我们都是神的儿子。
We are all God's children.
所以我们所做的应该是那个儿子的灵啊。
Therefore, the spirit that we have received must be the spirit of God.
那我们才可以呼叫阿爸父。
So that we can call him Abba, Father.
16节。
Verse 16.
这边说圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
The spirit testifies with our heart that we are God's children.
我们在世上，我们可能崇拜过英雄。
And in this world, maybe we have heroes or idols that we worship.
我们晓得很多的名人呢。
And maybe that we admire many celebrities.
在美国，年轻人很崇拜的那个什么 Michael Jackson 啊，其实我他的歌，我一直要听，都没有机会听到。
And to many of the young, then admire the pop star Michael Jackson, and I never heard him sing before.
我不晓得你最崇拜是谁啊。
I don't know who you admire the most.
好吧，你是 Michael Jackson 好了。
Okay, maybe you are Michael Jackson.
你认识他吗？
Do you know him?
我看你，如果你很喜欢他，
If you really like him,
你每天早上起来，
Every day you get up,
喊三声 Michael Jackson 我爱你，
And you shout out 3 times Michael Jackson I love you,
崇拜你，
I admire you.
晚上睡觉也这样喊三次，
And before you go to sleep you said the same thing 3 times.
那我要问你，他认识你吗？
Now I'd like to ask you, does Michael Jackson know who you are? Or know you?
我还很少。
I think the chance is very remote.
跟这个一样。
And likewise, here.
你可能说我要拜神。
You may say, I want to worship God.
神是我的父。
God is my father, you said.
你早上起来喊三声， 晚上睡觉喊三声， 神就认识你了吗？
And you shouted to God 3 times when you wake up in the morning and 3 times before you go to sleep. Now, do you have to prove that God knows you?
有个小故事。
A little story I'd like to share.
这是开玩笑的。
And
说有一个年轻人啊。
And this is for your amusement. There's a young man.
他去做礼拜。
He went to attend the worship.
他不小心看过去， 有一个小姐姐对他白一眼这样。
And,
笑笑。
And he turned and saw the pretty young lady smiling at him.
他从那个时候开始呢， 传道讲什么, 他都听不见。
And from that time on, that he didn't hear what the pastor was saying.
他进入他的世界里面。
He entered into his own world.
他想说, 哇, 这个好漂亮的小子, 他一定爱我。
And he think of himself and said, this beautiful lady, that she for sure must love me.
等一下我一定要第一个到会堂外面站在那里。
At the end of the service, I will be the first one outside waiting for this beautiful lady.
她一定会跟我白眼，又跟我笑一下。
And she will probably smile to me.
那我一定要问她说你住哪。
And I will for sure ask her where you live.
那我会买最好的玫瑰花送给她。
And I'm going to buy the most beautiful roses for her.
我们会去散步。
And we will go and have a romantic walk.
那回来之后， 我们又约第二次去散步。
And after the walk, we're going to have a date next time.
散步几次之后， 她就说我爱你。
And after we date a couple of times, walking romantically, and she for sure gonna say, I love you.
那我们就准备结婚了。
And then, we will get ready to marry.
那教会就在会堂里面的做礼拜了，就是结婚典礼了。
And we're gonna have our wedding in the church.
大家很高兴。
Everyone will be very joyful for us.
这时候讲道人说 Amen， 哇，他醒过来。
And at that time, the sermon speaker said Amen, and he woke up.
哇，他很高兴。
And he was very excited and happy.
第一个到外面去。
And after the sermon speaker said Amen, he was the first one, the young man, go outside.
他外面等啊。
And then he waited.
人都走光了。
Everyone left.
最后两个人还没走。
And he looked inside and saw two people in the chapel.
一个就是他所爱的那个人。
And one is the one that he loved. The beautiful young lady.
一个是旁边的他那个，可能是他的妈妈吧，一个老太太。
And the other, maybe an elderly woman, so perhaps her
mother. 这个年轻的小姐跟这老太太就这样一步一步地走出去了。哇，越看越高兴啊。
And the beautiful young lady, the walking hand with hand with this elderly woman, and he looked at it and became even more happy.
他刚刚所想的，慢慢在实现了。
And what he had just daydreamed to start to materialize.
结果那个女孩子出去打外面。 And
the young lady walked at the outside toward the young man.
她一看。And
when he saw, look at him, her.
那个女孩子是瞎眼了。 And
learned that beautiful lady.
眼睛瞎的，眼睛长那么大，说白来白去嘛。Was
blind.
有时候我们拜神是这样，一厢情愿。
And often just like the young man, we worship God one way.
你看全世界多少人为神，为他拜的神而死了。Think
of how many people in the world they die for the God that they worship.
神给你印证吗？
Did God give you the proof that He accepted you?
圣经这边告诉我们，
Bible here tells us,
我们要得到他的名证。
We need to receive the proof from God.
我们是他的儿女。
We are God's children.
他承认我们吗？
Does He accept us as His children?
你拜神是一厢情愿的，还是互相的？你拜他，他还给你名分。
Now, do you worship God and this is something as your one-way situation, or you worship God and God accepted you and show you the proof that He accepted you?
圣经告诉我们，
Bible tells us,
神给我们名证就是圣灵。
And the proof that God gave us is the Holy Spirit.
因为我们是他所造的。
Because we are God's creation.
我们是他的儿女。
And we are God's children.
只要你求，
As long as you pray and ask,
照圣经的应许就要给你。
According to the promise of the Bible, He will give you the Holy Spirit.
因为这是应许的圣灵， 给凡有血气的人， 凡你只要是人， 你只要是拜神， 你求就给你。
And this is the promised Holy Spirit, and it's promised given to all men. As long as you worship God and you ask, it will be given to you. And you will have the Spirit of God living in your heart. And our spirit will accept the Spirit of God in our heart.
并不是用我们的身，用我们的那个理智，或是用我们的那个艺术情怀，并不是用这样来接受神。
And we don't accept God based on our rationality or based on our affectuation as we would have toward the other person.
你看一朵花，
You look at a flower.
你看说哇，你看着说好远的说啊，这朵花好香。
And very far away you said the fragrance of the flower that is quite attractive.
我看你在骗人。
And I would say you're lying.
因为香是用鼻子闻的。
Because that you can only smell the fragrance when you are close to the flower.
耳朵是精神的。
And your ear is for the purpose to listen to the noise.
眼睛是看。
And eye is for the purpose for you to see.
你用什么东西，你一定要用什么器官去感应。
And whatever object that you're going to experience, you must use that particular organ in your body to experience it.
最好世界的望远镜，你用拿来看细菌看不到的。
And if you use the best binocular in the world, you try to detect the virus, you are able to see it.
我们要来祷告。
We are now going to pray.
我们要用我们的心灵来向神祷告。
We need to pray to God with our heart.
因为我们是他的儿女。
Because we are God's children.
因为用我们的灵才能够来接受神的灵。
We can only and must use our spirit in order to accept God's spirit.
很多人把最不聪明的事情都推到那个非洲去。
And many people, they always think the most unintelligent matter happened in Africa.
听说美国有一个地方有一个人好穷。
And I heard in America there was a person so poor, very poor.
他住的地方又很冷哦。
And the place that he lived also very cold.
他忽然头脑一动, 很聪明起来。
And all of a sudden he became wise.
有一天他去那个超级市场。
One day he went to supermarket.
他就问老板说我要买一个什么都可以装的一个桶子。
And he asked the store owner, and said, I want to buy a basket where I can put everything in it.
那个他就说好，拿一个那个不锈钢的把桶子给他。
So, but instead, they gave him a canister that made of stainless steel.
那个人花了很多的钱就把它买回去了。他说，什么东西都可以装哦。
And he said, I can put anything inside if I want it.
哇,
so he spent a lot of money and buy that steel. The canister,
他带回去了,
big one, and so he took him home.
白天他就放到外面,
so during the daytime, he put it outside.
那天他很高兴,
and he was very happy because that day was very cold.
日落之前他把桶子盖起来,
and before the sunset, he closed the drum.
他叫他的儿子太太们来帮忙。
And he asked his wife and his child to help carry the steel drum inside.
他跟他的太太说，今天晚上你可以享受一个有阳光的一个晚上啊。
And he said to his wife and said, tonight is the night that we can enjoy sunshine.
结果他很失望，很生气啊。
And he was very disappointed and also very angry.
隔天他去找那个老板算账。
And next day he went back to the store. And asked the owner,
说你骗我,
they said, you lied to me.
他说我怎么骗你,
and the store owner said, well, I didn't lie to you. You can put anything you want inside.
他说你骗我,
and he said,
我昨天晚上冷了一个晚上,
he said, last night was so cold.
我白天把它放在太阳光下面, 我以为你说可以装啊, 我想说阳光可以装很多啊, 我一打开都没有啊。
And yesterday I put the drum outside. And I tried to catch some sunlight in the drum, but at night when I opened it, nothing was there, no sunlight. He wanted to use the stainless drum and to get hold of the sunshine. We need to pray. When we pray, we need to open our hearts. Because our spirit is created by God.
我们的心灵才能够接受神的灵。
Only with our spirit in our heart sincerely, we can accept the Spirit of God.
当我们得到圣灵的时候,
and after we have received the Holy Spirit,
你就会晓得你是神的儿子。
Then you will know for yourself that you are children of God.
你就会尝试到神。
And then you yourself will know that God now lives in you.
因为这个真神，他应许我们圣灵。Because
this true God, He promised He will give us the Holy Spirit.
不是明天，不是现在。And
not yesterday, but now.
现在就要赐给你。Now
He will give it to you.
只要你有信心。As
long as you have faith from your heart,
你就可以来祷告。You
can come. To pray and receive it.
有时候我们人很有自尊啊。
Sometimes we have a strong self-respect and dignity.
有时候你跪不下。
Sometimes that we cannot kneel down to anyone.
你想说，哇，这么高贵的人怎么可以跪呢？
You may say, I am so noble, how can I kneel?
或是你没有跪的习惯。
Or you never have the habit to kneel down.
我们在自尊的神的面前。 就谦卑下来。
And before the Almighty God, we need to humble ourselves.
我们就打开我们的心灵。
Then we will able to open our heart.
我们今天就来到我们的天父面前。
And tonight, you are able to come before our Heavenly Father.
好像一个小孩子一样。
Like a little child.
我们来到他面前, 这样向他恳求。
We come before Him, and we pray to Him sincerely.
好像一个小孩子面小啊。 你说不要叫啊，叫这么叫丢脸啊！ 想一想，你说不要叫了。
Just like you said to a little child, said don't shout anymore.
但是他婴儿刚生出来，他根本就他需要，他根本不会说丢脸了、啊。丢脸是大人了、啊，他怎么会丢脸
？But you know, to an infant or child, they will not feel embarrassed at all.
因为他肚子饿了。
So when they are hungry,
或是他不干净了。
Or that when they are not clean,
他就从内心，从他身体需要叫他。
And need to be cleaned from the bottom of their heart, they will cry and they will shout.
我们来到我们的天父面前也是这个样子。
And for us to come before our heavenly Father, we must act the same way.
存一个赤子的心。
And with a childlike heart,
我们就跪他的面前赞美他。
That we kneel before him and we praise him.
我们讲哈利路亚。
And by saying hallelujah.
主耶稣赐给我圣灵
and prayed to Lord Jesus and said, Lord, please give me the Holy Spirit.
天父啊，赐给我圣灵
and prayed to the Heavenly Father to give us the Holy Spirit.
我们只要情实迫切的支求，神就会赐给我们
And as long as we pray sincerely and earnestly from our heart, God will give it to us.
因为我们的神是造我们的神
Because our God is.The God that also created us.
我们认识他之后，我们就有平安。
And after we come to know Him, we will have peace.
我们的生活、我们的动作、我们的气息，都会得到他的保守。
And our life, our breath, and our movement will be under the care and protection of God.
也就是我们的身心灵都会得到保守。
And meaning that our body, soul, and spirit.Will be kept pure.
所以在我们这些教里面，在身心灵得到神的保守的很多见证，你旁边那个人可能就是可以给你做一个很好的见证。
And in true Jesus Church, we have many whose body, soul, and spirit are under the protection and the care of God. Maybe the one who sits next to you will give you their testimony.
病得医治，身体得到健康。
And those whose illness are cured by God to regain their health.
心灵不安宁的得到医治。
And those who do not have peace, that after baptism, they receive the peace and healing.
本来是灵命干竭，在最终的能得到圣灵。
And those who were the originally the dry in spirit of their heart, that after baptism, they receive new life.
是都可以借着祷告而得到。
And all this is something that you can receive.From prayer.